So is your board set right now? What will you be doing today? Other than sleeping, I would imagine, at some point.
You know what, we're just, we're kind of wrapping everything up. We're making sure we got all of our, you know, we've got the board up, and you know, we're just kind of crossing our T's and dotting our I's and just making sure that we have all the questions answered on all the guys. You know, obviously 9 and 11 are very important, but we're doing the same thing with guys, you know, from the second round on that we're doing with the first, as far as, you know, just making sure we got all of our information.
Brian, how many people will actually be in the room tomorrow?
We've got all of our cross-checkers here, which we have seven cross-checkers, and then there's, you know, a few more. You know, we have a couple special assistants, special assignment scout. You know, they've been out with us this spring. So, you know, as far as from the amateur staff, there's probably going to be, you know, 10 to 15 of us.
Is there a lot, and we'll get specific, we'll get into this draft specifically in a minute, but from your experience in the past, how much debate goes on ahead of your first choice? Is there more debate when you get into the later rounds, or does there tend to be a lot of debate before that first choice is made?
You know what? I think it's probably equal. There's obviously a lot of debate with the first choice. You know, that's the one that gets all the attention, you know, outside of the draft room, but from the media and everything. But, you know, we have debate on every pick. You know, we have debate on every player that's up on the board. You know, you just got to get them in the right order for mm-hmm. what we do and our philosophy. And, you know, there's debate on every pick, whether it's the first round pick or a 25th round pick. You know, there's debate good discussion on every pick.
It's interesting going into this draft. Shai Davidi has an article in Sportsnet after interviewing you. And I kind of like the approach you guys seem to be taking in that, you know, people talk about, well, you try to address specific needs. And I've always been a fan in baseball, frankly, of going with the best player available, because there's just so much you don't know. I mean, you don't know if you're too shortstop prospects, one could get hurt. I mean, you may be loaded with pitching. You don't know, one of the pitchers could get hurt. And I've always thought, instead of looking at, okay, we need this for the major league organization in a year or 2 years, and we need this in a year or 2 years, I'd rather just take the guy that I think is the best out there. And I get the sense that's your approach, right? I mean, when your turn comes, if the top rated pitcher, the pitcher you guys like the most is there, you're going to take him.
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, prospects are a great thing to have, and you want as many of them as you can coming through the system, but they are just that. You know, they haven't proven themselves at the higher levels. They haven't proven themselves at the big leagues. And until you get to the big leagues and have proven yourself up there, you know, you just need to take the best player. And you know, it's really about the talent. I mean, take the talent and get as much of it as you can into the system, regardless of position, and go from there. And the best ones will rise to the top and get to the big leagues, but you know, we just need to get as much of it as we can and let Alex do his thing as far as, you know, the big league team and stocking the big league team and doing what he needs to do. But you know, if you focus on specific goals and holes in the organization, if you will, you know, that may change in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason, you know, to do that. You know, you just got to, especially when you're picking, you know, high in the draft, 9 and 11, you just got to line up your board and take the best player.
Brian Parker's director of amateur scouting for the Toronto Blue Jays. He joins us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Alex Anthopoulos, at the end of the major league season last year, talked about how the organization was going to manage risk differently. Now, for most of us, we assume he was talking about free agents, and I think Alex was sort of referring to health more than anything else. Is there a new emphasis on risk management or risk aversion? And I know that's kind of maybe not the proper term, but is there a new emphasis in that in the draft this year for you guys? In other words, are you going to be maybe a little more conservative with your picks than you might have been in the past?
You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, whether, you know, some people assume risk with high school versus college.
Right.
You know, there's risky college picks. There's there's college guys that you take that offer upside and have the ability to be premium guys, just so they're just like there are with high school guys. You know, last year we had high school and college guys in our mix, you know, early. So it's, you know, I don't think it's a different philosophy per se. I just think, you know, you just need to line them up and go with the players that you feel give us the best chance to help this organization and at the end of the day help the big league team win. So, you know, a lot of it's high school versus college, risk versus low risk, and there's college guys that are high risk. There's high school guys that are lower risk. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be, you know, if we end up taking more college guys versus more high school guys, I don't think that's a change in philosophy. We may take as many high school guys. You know, I just think that, again, it goes back to the talent. And, you know, one big thing for me, too, is you don't want to go away from the strength of a draft.
Right.
Every draft is different, you know. And just to take a certain type of player because that's what you want to do, or you want to gamble on less risk or gamble on more risk, you know, don't go against the strength of the draft.